Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. You know what excites me? Listening to the music, listening to my wife talk, I hear the name Jesus mentioned over and over and over and over again. And without Jesus, what have we got?
Nothing.
And there's some places you can go to and you hardly hear the name mentioned. But without Jesus, we have nothing. And I just want to thank all of you for praying for me. God's been working wonderful works in my life. And I've discovered something. God kept showing this to me. And you're going to hear stuff in the news here. I'm going to be training. But what I do want to say is the way you exit a job, a ministry, the way you exit a place is the same way you're going to enter into another place. So if you exit and you leave a ministry the wrong way, you're going to take those wrong things with you, and it's going to flower and blossom again in the next ministry you go to and cause problems for whatever. Well, we're exiting 2020. And what my wife was saying is pivotal. We need to make right. Leave 2020 right in forgiveness.
Amen.
Forgive people. Love people. If you leave it the right way, you're going to get into 21 the correct way as well, without the baggage. So you need to take stock of yourself. You know, while I was going through what I went through now, God was training me and teaching me so many different things, which I'll bring through as we keep moving. But He was training me stuff. And there's one thing that you've got to understand about human beings. Every single human being on this planet, first of all, is created in God's image and likeness. Now, they're not all children of God, but they're all creations of God. Once they receive Jesus, they become a child of God. But there's one thing every single human being needs in the planet, and that is love and acceptance.
Amen.
Love and acceptance. And we've got to stop looking at people with judgmental eyes. They look different than me. They pray different than I do. They dress different than I do. And we've got to stop thinking that way. And we've got to start looking at people and saying, I see an image of Christ.
Amen.
Because everyone is created in His image and likeness. And we've got to then, if you will start to see people with love and compassion, which God's been dealing with me like crazy this last 2 weeks, love and compassion, you will have empathy for people. And let me tell you something right now. Those of you watching by way of internet, those of you that are here right now, those of you that have suffered sickness, have suffered loss, have suffered financial problems because of the COVID, everybody's going through the same thing in the world. I just want you to know that I have empathy for you. God has shown me what I went through just recently. He's shown me. And you know, I haven't been sick for 30 years. And you tend to forget what it's like to be sick. I completely forgot what it was like. And so when you deal with people that are sick, you kind of, yeah, I'll just get some faith and, you know, pray the prayer. But it's not just that easy. It's not that easy. And so I want you to know that I'm there for you. We will pray with you. We feel with you. I think of people like Sister Pura. She's been quarantined since March. Her and a cat. Since March. How does that feel? What is that like? I had to quarantine myself, as you know, because I was concerned for you guys and our school and everything. It didn't feel nice. She's been there since March. I cannot feel what she must be going through. We need to pray for people. We need to love people. We need to go out of our way to help people. We don't want to be judgmental. So I want you to leave 2020 the right way. Take stock. Check your heart. Do a checkup on yourself. And see areas that you need to change before you leave this year so you can enter the new year clean and pure, no baggage.
Amen.
It's vitally important.
Yeah.
And two things that God gave me, which I'm going to be preaching on now, but it's coming. I just want to tell you what he told me. I was dreaming. And I've had so many dreams this last 2 weeks. It's just amazing. And God can speak to you in dreams, and he can speak to you any way he wants to. But he gave me a couple of dreams. And I was sleeping, and I heard just the voice. I just heard, as in the days of Noah, so is today. And then obviously the scripture, you know the scripture, says it's going to be like the days of Noah, men giving and taking and marrying and everything, and then Jesus is going to return. And then I lay there, I was in a sleep, but I wasn't in a sleep, if you know what I'm talking about. And felt like maybe 5 minutes later, he said this, as in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so is today. I mean, like, who speaks like that? So is today? I don't do that. Do you? But that got my attention. And let me tell you what, family, get ready. I'm just telling you right now, finances are important. We know that. We need to have jobs. We need to be about living our lives. But there's nothing more important than Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we need to tell our children, and we need to prepare people for the coming of our Lord.
Amen.
I'm not saying it's going to happen today. It could. I'm not saying, you know, this is a big, heavy warning. But when God tells me something like that, as it was in the days of Noah, so is today, I put the scripture together with that, and as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so is today. You saw what happened in both instances. The flood came, and then the fire fell.
Yeah.
And that is, I believe, God saying, get ready, get ready, get ready. Help people. My wife mentioned, you know, the path to God is very narrow, and they're very few, God says, that go along that path. But the road to destruction is very wide. We need to get a heart for the people on that wide road. We really need to get a heart for people. There's nothing more important in your life. I've discovered this. Nothing comes close to your family. God first and your family. I'm telling you, family is vital. If you are a kind of person that works far too often and you don't spend time with your family, rethink it. Really. If your goal is money, 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 it might even be to support your family, but it's keeping you away from loving your family. You need to rethink it. There's nothing more important. Amen?
Amen.
And so we're going to get into some stuff, but today I want to just talk to you about prayer. How many of you know prayer is pretty interesting?
Yeah.
Pretty important, would you say?
Yeah.
I mean, you think about it. The question I have is this. Does God answer all prayer?
Yes.
You might want to rethink your answer at this point. Listen, not all prayer is scriptural. God will only answer scriptural prayer according to his own word. And listen, just because your prayer doesn't get answered doesn't mean that prayer doesn't work. You see, a lot of people, their prayer doesn't get answered. So they think prayer doesn't work. Maybe they are at a place where they're not praying scripturally. There's a right way to pray and there's a wrong way to pray. I mean, for instance, let's just say, I want to take over the worship leader. And I pray, Lord, remove Simone. Listen, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. That, people do stuff like that. Would you think that prayer would even come to God's ears?
No.
I know the Bible says the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open unto their cry. But when they cry, he better cry in unity with his word. If you want to pray something, it's got to be in unity with his word. And so when prayer does work, how many of you have ever had a prayer answered? Amen. Yes. Okay, now when prayer does work, don't glorify the prayer.
Right.
And don't glorify your faith, and don't glorify yourself standing and praying through.
No, glorify
the one who answers the prayer.
Yeah.
We've got to keep our focus. We're coming into some uncharted waters.
Yeah.
New year. How many of you know that's true?
Yeah.
We don't know who, what, when, why, and how. But let me tell you something. With your ability to pray the way God said to pray, you will overcome every single trap of the enemy, every single thing that's thrown at you, every curveball. If you know how to pray and you pray right, you will overcome.
Amen.
You need to go into this new year knowing whose you are and who you are.
Amen.
I'm a child of God. And I belong to Him. And God is the original covenant maker. He started covenant. And God, if you're born again, you're a covenant partner with Him.
Amen.
And He will never let you down. But you've got to stick to the rules of the covenant. Now, we've spoken about that many times. Go with me to Luke 18. Luke 18. My wife mentioned this. It's almost like she was bringing my message. I was about to jump up and say, "Preach it, sister." And let me tell you what, my wife, while I was going through what I went through and listening to the Lord, did an incredible job up here. And I appreciate her so much. Yeah, give her a round of applause. And what she's doing with the school is just phenomenal. Luke 18, verse 1, out of the New King James. Then Jesus spoke a parable to them that men always, everyone say always,
always,
always ought to pray and not lose heart.
Okay.
Men always ought to pray. There's one scripture that says, pray without ceasing. You know the scripture, right? Well, what does that mean? Am I supposed to pray while I'm showering? Am I supposed to pray while I'm at work? Am I supposed to pray while I'm doing my job? No, it doesn't mean that. What God is talking about is it's a lifestyle. Prayer needs to become a lifestyle. You'll find time to pray. You'll make time to pray. You won't do it while you're working for a boss, because you're supposed to honor those and do the job. But you can pray many other times. But it's got to be a lifestyle of prayer. Everyone say a lifestyle. Now, you know what I find is a lot of people don't pray for two reasons. One, because they're not informed, they don't understand. Or two, they don't believe. You know, when I pray a prayer to God, I expect the result. Because God said I could. He said, when you pray, believe you receive it and you'll have it. So when I pray, I expect an answer to the prayer. Otherwise, why would I pray?
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy-saving agreement for any